अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
This is Chimes Radio, original podcast.
5 oceans, 7 continents and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags and lots more.
As compared to other African countries, this one is rather small. It is Tunisia and is the northernmost country of the continent. It is bordered by Algeria to the west and southwest, Libya to the southeast, and it has a Mediterranean Sea coastline towards its north and east. It also has eastern end of the Atlas Mountains and slightly reaches out to the Sahara Desert. Its capital is Tunis. Official language is Arabic and the people living there are called Tunisians. Some interesting things about this country: because of its location, it is a halt for many shipping routes. It is in place ever since the Stone Age, so you can count it to be as old as 200,000 years. Tunisia has been colonized by various countries: Carthaginians, Romans, Vandals, Byzantines, Arabs and Berbers, and also Ottomans. Have you seen the Star Wars? Yes, some of the parts of the Star Wars series have been filmed in this country. The last country to colonize it was France, and Tunisia got its independence from the country in the 1956. One of the most prominent parts of the country is the ancient city of Carthage, which was found in the 9th century BC, exactly on the Gulf of Tunis. It is a UNESCO-listed archaeological site, which back in time was the center of great trading. Another UNESCO-listed city of this country is the city of Kairouan, which is considered as holiest city of the country. One more UNESCO-listed site is the Amphitheater of Al Jem, which was built by the Romans in this country, and it is the largest colosseum of the North African region. In total, the country has 8 UNESCO World Heritage Sites, which is the third highest in the entire continent. In 2020, Tunisia became one of the countries to have Robocops. Yes, they deployed police robots to patrol the streets of its capital city, which also helped them in the COVID-19 lockdown rules. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. Tunisia's flag has a red base with a centered white disc, and this disc contains a crescent moon with a 5-pointed star, both red in color. So that's the flag of Tunisia for us. To know about other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is The Little Explorers.